When the board of the South End Senior Center met last month at what was the old Tyee Grange Hall, now the SESC, members were caught off guard when Brenda Bodas, the newly elected president, proposed changing the name. "We need to make this a big tent," she argued strenuously in the face of what she assumed would be a recalcitrant board. "We have to expand the mission," she cried, waving her half-full paper Starbucks cup the way a general would hoist his sword atop his horse. In fact, it looked as if Brenda might stand on her chair the more animated she became. "Ah, Brenda," Jim Swenson, newly elected vice president and current highest volume realtor up at Windy Rear's last remaining office on the island after closing satellite offices this past month, "we argue this chestnut every new president. New name, same game, you ask me. What are you proposing we call it anyway? The Senile Center and hope we draw the dementia crowd?" From his perch near the back door, Jerry Cook guffawed. "Maybe," he chortled, "we could play Jeopardy with him, see who can remember the clue long enough to hit the buzzer." Mandy Van Horn, whose mother had just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, scolded him. "Instead of making fun of the afflicted, Jerry, maybe you could button it up and give your humor a rest. I think it's tired." Jerry started to mouth off once more, but thought better of it. Mandy was not a woman you want to offend. Her ex-husband Wally could tell you some terrifying stories if you needed proof. "We need to draw a younger crowd," Brenda forged forward. "Half our membership is dead or will be soon. Same as what happened to the Tyee Grange. You have to give the kids a reason to come down, and they're sure not coming down to a senior center for bingo night if they're not seniors. Is that hard to understand?" Elizabeth Almgren wondered what would they want to do with kids anyway. "We going to bring in rap bands?" she asked sarcastically. Brenda, not about to be dissuaded easily, said, "We can figure that out once we get a new name. I don't know, Liz. Maybe some music for the younger crowd isn't a bad idea. They sure aren't coming to hear the South End String Band play old-time fiddle songs from 2 centuries ago. I know that." "What about calling us just the center?" Jerry said. "Easy to remember." Mandy threw him a glare, and Jerry immediately threw up his hands. "I didn't mean it to be funny, Mandy. Sorry. Don't take it the wrong way." Phil from Whidbey Bank suggested Tyee Center. Donna from Albertson's Funeral Home thought Community Center would be neutral enough. Jim Swenson declared he didn't want to change the name at all. Think of all those stationary changes, addresses, email accounts. Come on, it would be a total headache. Plus, think of the history. We've been the South End Senior Center for 25 years. Why change it now? The meeting lasted an extra half hour until Phil said he needed to get home to watch the latest installment of some show he recommended to everyone, in its third season, and a little late to start. Jim wanted out too, so he proposed renaming themselves the South End Center. Phil seconded it, Brenda grumbled, Elizabeth said let's do it, and Jerry voted yes too. Motion passed, meeting adjourned. Brenda turned out the lights, locked the doors, and walked to her car in the dark parking lot. Rap band, she was thinking she'd have to look into that. Somebody down at the high school must know a few.